You're listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CGMQ 88.9 FM. I'm William Crooks, and this segment is produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. Today, we're looking at a story that has stirred up strong feelings in Lennoxville. The city of Sherbrooke has quietly replaced the longstanding Explore Lennox branding with a new label called Mon Lennox. The change was made without consulting the borough's elected officials, and all three councillors say it undermines Lennoxville's identity and its bilingual character. I sat down with borough president Bert Collins, Uplands councillor Claude Charron, and Fairview councillor Frank Gilbert in Lennoxville's council room to talk about how they found out about the rebrand, why it matters, and what they're asking the city to do next. Here's that conversation. Okay, Bert, give me a rundown of the Mon Lennox situation.
First of all, last week we had a meeting in town, and I brought the paper from the record to at that meeting, and I showed the paper to Madame Bibeau, and she looked at it and she took the paper right away, and she brought that to somebody from the town, the Stump Secretary General, and they talked for a few minutes there, and since then she took action by asking what's going on, how come this was done. And we mentioned that the borough was not involved at all. So since then, we met her on Saturday, Mr. Charron and I, and we explained to her this is something that we did hear about it, and it's coming out in our business people around here, what is really going on. So she mentioned she's going to look at it really seriously, and she's going to talk to the proper people that started to do that, and she's supposed to get back to us between 2 and 3 weeks from now. So this is where we are now. We're waiting for a positive answer, but at this time, that's about the only thing that I could add. And I know that Mr. Gilbert and Mr. Charron, they were at a meeting here in town last Thursday, where I couldn't attend because it was the budget period, and is there anything that you guys would like to chip in, like Mr. Gilbert or Mr. Charron? They attended that meeting.
Councillor Claude Charron explained what happened at the meeting.
Sure, we had a meeting with Entreprendre Sherbrooke, which has this new plan for Sherbrooke. And of course, they include us in there, and they took this initiative, I guess, and of course, they got the feedback that we gave them at that table, the same feedback as everybody. First of all, we're bilingual, so it becomes a bit insulting. And what I explained at that table is that it's always chipping on our bilingualism status, because you look at what happens at Bishop's lately, you know, with all the cuts and all the... They're forced to put the more French classes and stuff like that. So bilingualism, it becomes important there too. So somewhere in there, I'm looking at the whole picture, and it's always chipping at our bilingual status. And this, I think, is interpreted as such too by our citizens.
It was clarified that former councillor Jennifer Garfat brought up the issue at the last borough council meeting. Frank Gilbert gave his views next.
I was at the same meeting as Claude, and I come to the same conclusion where, once again, as Claude says, they're chipping away at our bilingual status. And I made it very clear to them that we were not going to stand for that. And the same is what happened at the meeting we had about the bike path back in August, where they showed up saying, "Oh, by the way, this is going to be a French meeting, and you know darn well you're going to a bilingual borough, and you don't think of having people to do, to do it bilingual. You can have both languages. I mean, we're smart people. We understand both French and English. And so it's just, the buck stops here. This is where we have to put our foot down and say, no more of this. You know, we're not going to stand for it."
Explore Lennox is bilingual, but Mon Lennox is not. Borough President Bert Collins commented further.
"It doesn't fit here at all. People are not happy about that at all. They like to keep it like it was before. Explore Lennox. Everybody that comes to Lennoxville, they know it. Explore Lennox. It's not my Lennox or more Lennox. It's not that at all. They need to understand that it's always been the proper word to use, like it is now on Square, on the Square Queen. It's written Explore Lennox. Why change that?
everybody that comes here know that it is flawed in Oaks. But what is really frustrating that they did that before, at least talk to the people of the borough, talk with Mr. Gilbert and Mr. Charon and myself. They did that, that's it. It doesn't work like that. So we have to put our feet down and said, look, it's time that we get together and tell the town that, look, we exist here. Give us a hand. Talk to us before doing something like this.
How could this have happened? Was it just an oversight?
Be the way I see it, talking with Mr. Gilbert and Mr. Charon, I think they want to put everything together. I have only one word, and that's it. But it doesn't work here. Lennoxville is, we stick together, and it's always been like that. Explore Lennox, and they have, I'm going to work that we at least bring it back. I don't know if we'll win, but at least for now, they'll know what's going on. Because like Mr. Gilbert just mentioned, when they had the big meeting here in town on the August 25th about the bike trail, it didn't work. It wasn't French. And the poor person that was in front explaining to us everything, she tried to work, speak in English and French. That it doesn't work at all. And I know that the mayoress at that time, Mrs. Boudin, at the end she said, we made a mistake. It was, she was embarrassed to see how everything turned out. So me, I'm going to stick to Explore the Nox. We'll work at it, the three of us, and we'll see how it's going to go. But like the lady that we spoke with on Saturday, she mentioned, give me some time and we'll try to figure out what we can do. That's where we are now.
Claude Charon had further comments.
It's the fact that when we had that meeting, I remember me and Jennifer repeating to these guys, you're making a mistake. You're making a mistake, but they still went ahead with it. So this Explore Lennox, you know, that was born probably 8-10 years ago. I remember we had a business committee. You know, all the businesses in town, we had a committee and we decided this Explore Lennox. So it was accepted by the community as is and created by the community. So this is a really big difference now. They come up with this and impose it to us.
Okay. I understand that they want to have like branding for all of Sherbrooke and probably some very smart people behind all of this, but they just didn't take into consideration that Lennoxville is not like the other boroughs. And I think even Bromptonville has a beef with it. I was reading in the paper this morning. So I think even they are losing something. So, you know, it would be nice for them to come and see us. One thing that I was surprised about the meeting we had last Thursday, it was a meeting that was mainly for the business people on a Thursday morning at 9 o'clock.
With three businesses at the
table. There was three businesses at the table. So, I mean, normally people who run businesses on Thursday at 9 o'clock, they're in their business, running their business. So you obviously are not thinking outside the box here. You want to have the business people there. Well, be a heck of an idea for them to be there, you know. So I don't know. We'll bring it up to them, and we have a meeting with them, I think, in January.
Yes.
So one-on-one. So obviously we're going to bring all of this stuff up to them. And as Bert said, he's got Mrs. Bebole is on, you know, aware of the situation now. So we'll just take it one step at a time.
And you look at Entreprendre Sherbrooke, it's just a huge change with Entreprendre Sherbrooke, what it was before, right? It was cutbacks, you know. You got the tourist Sherbrooke that used to exist, now it's Entreprendre Sherbrooke. They gathered, Inopol is now Entreprendre Sherbrooke, okay? So there's a big change, exactly, that's what it is, cutbacks and financial decisions there. So that was decided by the previous council, which was not very friendly to business, according to me. You know, they were more environment, you know, they pushed up, put all the finances in environment, so we get these results.
You've been listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm William Crooks, and this segment was produced with support from the Local Journalism Initiative. Since this conversation was recorded, there has already been a development. The city has agreed to meet with Lennoxville Borough Councillors to discuss the branding issue directly. That meeting is expected to take place very soon. The councillors say they'll continue pressing for clarity on how the Mont Lennox decision was made and will push for a return to the long-standing Explore Lennox identity, which they argue better reflects the borough's bilingual and community-driven character. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more local coverage right here on CJMQ 88.9 FM.